It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, my name is Warren Loving, and I'm an ISV architect evangelist. I work with Microsoft, and I get to play with a lot of technologies, but some of my favorite ones to play with are the dynamic technologies at Microsoft. I'm here today with a bunch of my friends from MaxQ. Hey guys, wave hi. See, this is an action film. And we're here at an accelerator lab. And you guys have had your first exposure to Dynamics AX this week, right?
Yes.
So when you walked in the door, what did you know about Dynamics AX? Dynamics AX? Well, it's two letters, so yeah, one would hope. So, you walked in the door, and you know nothing. So what have you been able to achieve? We're now sitting here Thursday, late in the day. So you started on Monday with nothing, and now we're at Thursday. What have you been able to achieve?
Well, what we brought and what we thought we need to do in an entire week was to take a piece of one of our applications and build a proof of concept, which included a couple forms and a major process that integrated with the Dynamic AX ERP. And here it is Thursday, a day early, and we've completed our proof of concept, and we're extending that beyond what we thought we would accomplish in the week here.
Okay, so that's not bad. So in terms of productivity, I mean, you guys are all developers, right?
I'm a savvy developer.
You're a savvy.
I used to be. I play one on TV.
Fair enough. So you know who your way is around the zeros and ones, and you actually work for a living.
Yes, I do.
So in terms of a development environment, you know, you've programmed in a variety of languages, like all developers have in the past. How would you describe this development experience to somebody else who hasn't worked in the Dynamics environment?
It's pretty much, it's an entirely new environment, very similar to .NET, but it has some interesting differences.
Okay, so when you say similar to .NET, first of all, this isn't assembly code. You aren't talking about registers and nasty stuff. You've got an IDE to work with.
It allows you to focus a lot more on the business level. Because you're pretty much just saying, okay, yeah, I know I need tables, and you can just focus on the purpose behind the tables rather than the implementation details of how do I go about getting it to insert, update, and all of that stuff.
Okay, that's useful. I mean, for people who are writing business applications, you don't want to be worried about the architecture, you don't want to be worried about message queues and, you know, how things are going to be cached to the database and what's where when. You want to be worried about your business logic.
I would say that, in being someone who was a programmer years ago and do less and less of it, more from an R&D perspective, when I got my hands on Dynamic AX, you know, for years we've been hearing a lot about 4GLs, and I would claim that this is the closest I've seen personally to a 4GL. I mean, the design tools, the environment is all embedded in the application and feels like it's truly a part and not just a set of tools that is sitting on the outside that you need to work into the solution.
That's an excellent point. One of the big problems that people have with 4GLs, one of the conceptual issues that they have, is the can't get there from here problem. Sure, it's a 4GL. Sure, it makes all the things that it wants to do easy, but the things that it wants to do aren't always the things that I want to do. You know, how do you feel about the can't get there from here problem? You know, can you get done what you need to do in Dynamics AX based on what you've seen this week?
I would say yes. I mean, being that, you know, open source is a dirty word in some places, but being able to get into every entity at every level of the application is just makes it an invaluable tool to have when you're trying to build and extend the solution. So to be able to look into an allocation routine and see how that's done so that we're extending it correctly or doing something similar just provides a rapid environment for development.
Yeah. Well, you said you started out the week at zero. So where are you now? 4 days in, bunch of classes, bunch of hands-on time. You've actually built out your proof of concept. How do you feel walking out of this experience about your skill level with AX?
Right.
it's been a very positive experience. We're, you know, as you said earlier, we're all programmers, so we're familiar with the general structure of programming. So we've been learning X++ over the last few days, and it's been relatively simple to pick up. The IDE is very rich and powerful and allows, in terms of just getting around it, a pretty simple learning curve.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is it's not magical. You don't know it all at the end of the week. Surprise, surprise.
Right.
But at the end of the week, do you feel like you could go on, off from here and you'd be in a position to, you know, move forward and do rational things and have, you know, a pretty shallow learning curve and be able to get to the top of the hill?
Absolutely. We could go from here and create simple things, and as we did that, become more experienced with it and create more complex things.
Perfect. Well, just wanted to talk a little bit about this acceleration lab experience that you've been through. You know, pretty intense. You get here early in the morning, you leave kind of late at night, we grind you through the day. Is this worthwhile to you guys? Is this the kind of experience that helps you guys get to where you want to be?
From the person making the investment, from a resource perspective, I would say that if you're just starting out and you need to evaluate this technology, this incubation lab, it is, again, I used the word invaluable before, I'll say it again, invaluable in that we are able to get to the resources from a development perspective, from a Microsoft resource perspective, when we needed them, whenever we hit a stumbling block, which is to say, if we had to do this without them and without this week, we could go on for months and not get a true evaluation of what it's going to take to get involved in Dynamic AX.
As opposed to a traditional training class where at the end of a session, everybody rushes up and mobs the presenter, being able to have such dedicated access to a knowledgeable person was very valuable.
Perfect. Well, guys, glad you enjoyed the week. Glad that Xapto is working out for you. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.